All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Oh, boy.
Little buddy is hotter than hell in there today. Why are you so pissed today, dude? What's wrong? What's going on with you?
Huh?
Yeah, you're all crazy today.
Oh, just because I'm kind of pissed.
Well, come on in, dude. We have to have another session.
Oh, no. And bring...
What?
Bring your headphones.
Session for what?
Should he bring his book?
Come on.
I don't have my book.
No equipment. Just bring your headphones.
Come on, Jerry.
Come on in, buddy. We have to have a session with Jerry Wachowski. We had a session with him last week.
That was very hard to sit through. I mean, for me sitting here, literally the audience should know that the physical setup here is that I'm in between Tim and Jerry, and it was really tough.
I don't like to have these conversations with people that often, but he's really angry, man. I got to get to the bottom of this because, you know, this should be the best years of his life.
Well, last time...
25 years old?
Running the show!
Hey.
He's 24, I think.
24? What are you, 24 or 25? You're 25.
Best years of my life.
You're 25?
Best years of my life. You got to be kidding me. What? If this is the best years of my life, it must go downhill. It can't go downhill.
Well, what's going on with you? Why are you so angry, dude?
Are you 24, by the way?
No, I'm 25.
25. All right. Happy birthday. Why are you so pissed off, dude?
Because my car got broken into and all my stuff got stolen.
I know, but I mean, even before that,
I wasn't pissed before that.
Nah, you're something's going on with you, dude.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't pissed before that.
Yeah, you're like snapping at Gina and Randy and.
Always snap at Randy. I didn't snap at Gina.
Yeah, but you shouldn't be snapping at people, dude.
Randy asks for it.
How does he ask for it?
Because Randy is the kind of guy who will. I asked him.
Press your buttons.
Yeah, like he knows how to push my buttons. Like I asked him if in a news bit he muffled one of the like songs that was in the background. And he's like, no, it just came like that on the CD. So you know, f him. That's pushing my buttons. He knows how to do it really
but why
well.
Are you, I mean, you're the only guy who's like, really really angry.
Well,
at
I think
this
there's.
I'm actually. I've always been angry. I'm not really angry.
What happened with the car? Tell us. Don't mention where, but what happened with the car?
Well, some jackass broke my lock and broke in and took my stuff.
Took what?
What'd they steal? A bunch of
casino
shirts?
CDs and stuff?
I don't care about those anyway.
How many CDs?
Took probably about, I don't know, 50 maybe. Some CDs. Took
they get your Morongo shirt and your...
No, flashlight, my bag for work, so I won't have to clean my bag anymore.
Here's a $100 bill.
Brian, stop. The insurance will take care of it.
My car got broken into.
No, go get some CDs.
Brian, the insurance is going to take care of it.
Get some CDs.
Now, what'd you have
and my headphones,
what'd you have in the car? You had your bag?
Well, my bag was in the trunk.
Your Santa Anita bag.
Yeah, and the only thing that was really valuable in there was my headphones.
Go get yourself some stuff.
You want me to go right now?
No,
you idiot, but I want you to get in a good mood. I mean,
I'm fine.
Seriously, dude, you're 25 years old.
Well, it's because I had to take the car in today, and it's a hassle, and I'm going to be without it for a week, and it's a big hassle.
Right.
Because I'm an idiot.
But, dude, this car thing is not... You know, it wasn't the beginning of your anger. You're like really...
When was I angry before that?
I think you're just really pissed off about
something.
I think
with Randy, there's something. I think actually...
I don't think he likes Randy working on the show.
I don't mind Randy. He doesn't piss me off really that much, but...
Who does?
Gina does.
And what does?
No.
Damn it!
The only guy that works on the show that does piss me off is Randy, but it doesn't piss me off to a point where I don't want him here.
Right.
I mean, sometimes he just steps on my toes.
All right, but you're quick-tempered,
Tim?
Though.
Don't gloss over that. Sometimes he steps on my toes. That he feels as if his authority's being.
I don't feel. No, I don't have any authority. I don't. That's not that. It's just sometimes
we're all equals
sometimes,
here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to say that.
You know, I mean, the three of you shouldn't be. You know, stepping on each other's toes and. But Jerry, listen, you're a 25-year-old guy. You're working for CBS Radio
in Los Angeles.
Your job is. You know, 4 or 5 hours a night. You got all day to do what you want.
I know.
There are guys listening, by the way, who would do your job for free.
I know.
There are guys listening to do your job and pay us $10,000 a year.
Just to come in and hang with us. Like, it's how popular
especially
we are.
Brian Whitman.
Stop it, Tim.
People love this guy.
Stop it. When you say stuff like that, it gets
I think I've been improving, though, as far as the
I think you have been.
Thing, but as far as the whole other thing
but
goes.
We got to address your anger because...
I've always been angry, Tim.
But don't try not to be, dude, because listen... It's when you work around, you know, a radio station, even if you're pissed off or you're sad in your personal life or you're angry in your personal life, you should come on and maybe fake like you're, you know, like Malibu Dan always came in. He was always upbeat, no matter what happened to that guy.
Or take me, for example. You know, I battle depression, clinical depression. Would you know it, Tim? I should be getting laid.
All right, anyway, so Malibu Dan.
No, but me. I mean, I come in and I do the show, right? I mean, I compartmentalize and I, Tim?
For 8 years, he'd come in all the time and be upbeat. Hey, how you doing, buddy? Nice to see you. What's going on? And you have, I mean, nobody knows what mood you're going to be in when you come in.
I'm in a good mood today.
Angry, you're pissed, or you got,
it's just a big hassle for some
issues.
Relationship issues. Tim.
Maybe living at
home. When was the last time I was in a relationship?
I don't know. Maybe that's what you need to get going. But there are a lot of guys out there that would do your job for free. You want me to prove that to you?
No, I know that, Tim. You don't have to prove anything.
Let's see how many phone calls we can fill up in 2 minutes here. How many people would be willing to do Jerry Wyszowski's job for free?
You're going to take the $100, Jerry?
Brian.
It's a job where you produce the show 3 hours a night, and you work maybe an hour or two outside of that. How many people would be willing to do that for free? All right? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
I'm taking the 100 back.
All right. I'm gonna show you, dude. There are a ton of people who do it for nothing. You gotta really,
Brian, Tim, I agree with that.
Are you addressing?
I'm sorry
the
that
anger?
I was in a bad mood today, but
no, it's not today. It's not. Don't write this off like as if this is the first time you showed up when you weren't happy as hell. You're the last couple of months you've been really down. Dude.
I think what Tim is saying, Jerry,
depressed and
Tim is trying to say to you, whatever it is in your personal life, because we detect a pattern, we detect a trend of feeling down and or rageful.
We miss the old Jerry,
right? So Tim,
what's the old Jerry? I don't know what I've done. I don't know how I've changed. Honestly,
you were
I don't.
Always upbeat before, Now you're not so upbeat. You got that visor you're wearing with that crazy shirt.
It's an angry shirt, too.
You're wearing a lot of black lately. Right. That's like an angry color.
Yeah, it's true, Tim.
I mean, don't be...
I always wear black. It's slimming.
All right, but dude, the old Jerry Wyszowski was, when you first started working at the station, you were always... smiling and upbeat.
We loved him.
The station has beat you down.
It's not the station. Station doesn't have anything to do with it.
What's beat you down?
I don't know. I don't know why I'm beat down. I don't know.
Well, what are you doing about it?
I didn't know there. I didn't know I was different.
Why did you get a hooker?
Because.
No, I'm not sure that's
too much money.
That might be the answer.
No, I think depression will set in soon.
I don't need a hooker. I'm over that.
All right, Jerry. Please, you got to be more upbeat and livelier, not with this sullen look you got in there, or you're sitting there with that chewing on that pen, wearing that visor.
The pen is actually a community pen. I couldn't bring my own pen to that.
Take a cue from Malibu Dan. That guy was always upbeat.
Yep.
No matter if he thinks his, marriage is falling apart, or if, somebody in the family died. I mean, the guy was always, on top of it.
Hey, buddies. And I think similarly, I hate to pat myself on the back, but I think that I'm a pretty good example also of a guy who can, maybe things are not going perfect in my personal life, but I get in here and I,
I was thinking exactly about that when I was driving in, actually, because I was thinking how you've had a lot of stuff, and when you come in, you do the voices and everything, during the commercial break, sometimes you might not.
I'm not talking down to you, stupid.
During the commercial break, sometimes you might, sometimes you a little bit comes out, but when you come in and do the show, that's true.
All right.
I agree
with
that.
Now, thank you, Jerry.
And I was thinking about that.
Were you really?
Because I was pissed driving in.
Tim?
I'm sure he was.
Let's use that. Now, we have a moment here to use that. Use me as... an example of what you might, strive to be. Tim, that's what he said. You can't deny it.
Arian in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
Yeah, what's that? Well, not Arian. Arian can be killed. It's Arian, actually.
Arian,
all right. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, listen. I try to be a sympathetic guy. I really do. I'm 24 years old, and I've learned one thing in my young life. If you're not having health problems or someone in your family's not having health problems, you really got nothing to bitch and whine and complain about. And, again, I want to be sympathetic, but this guy said...
I don't need your sympathy. I'm not asking for your sympathy.
All right,
fine. I'm not depressed.
Listen. Let me just give my point here. You told Conway a little while ago something like, if you just choose my life, then it can't go any more downer.
I was kidding. It's a joke.
I think you're right.
No, it's a joke.
Yeah, but you're basing this on what? Your flashlight and your car got broken into?
Yeah, my flashlight, idiot. Get off the phone, you Arian. What kind of name is Arian?
Arian will get me killed.
Your flashlight got stolen.
My flashlight. It wasn't just my flashlight.
Well, okay, look, I'm trying to be sympathetic. What's the problem then, bro?
I know. He needs medical
I don't know,
attention.
Dr. Arian, what's the problem?
Maybe
Arian,
you do. Oh, no, don't you already take? You take medicine, don't
I'm
you?
Not, no, I
don't. You take antidepressants?
I'm not depressed.
But you used to take medication, correct? I think I nailed something. You used to. We've had a conversation about this. A year ago, I think, you told me you were on something, weren't you? I'm on.
I'm taking the fifth on that.
Oh, so he did. All right, he was on. So why are you off? You need to be on.
I never said I was off.
But
Thomas, well, you may need to adjust it.
Adjust the dosage.
Thomas, you're on 97.1.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, guys?
You'd work in here for free?
Hell yeah, I'd work there for free.
Yeah, you sound upbeat.
Yeah, man. I'm at a piece-ass job right now, and that's a way better job than what I'm doing, so I'd do it for free.
What do you do now?
I work at I stocked at a Jetro type place. It's like Costco.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. You stock what?
It's like a Costco.
Oh, a Costco. You work at Costco.
Yeah.
Which Costco?
In Norwalk.
The Costco?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Jesus pretty cool. Christ. All right, this guy works at Costco, dude.
Is it Costco-like place or
I
a Costco?
I don't know. The guy works at something that sounds like Costco, but he'd be willing to come in here for free. And he sounds upbeat. That's he got to get back to, the old you, dude.
How old is that caller? Is that old enough to...
He's like 21.
Yeah, 21. A little younger than Jerry, but actually Jerry's job is a job that could be done by like an 18-year-old, 19-year-old dude.
Hey, Julie, you're on 97.1.
Chick?
Hi.
Hey.
Yeah, I've had a pretty bad week. Last week, Wednesday, I was in Pasadena, old town, just eating dinner. And I left my purse in my car and took my credit cards, but I had my USB port and my debit card in my purse, and my car got stolen into.
Nah.
But they didn't take any of my CDs. I wish they had. Instead, they stole my identity. So I've had to change all of my phone numbers, change all of my credit cards. I want to change my address.
Wait a minute. Your identity got stolen into?
Yeah, because I had my USB port in my purse, so all of my emails that I had backed up from another computer for the last 5 years, my tax papers, all of that was on it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So birthday, Social Security, everything.
Wow.
Ugh. Do they take any money?
I really don't care about that. And when the police is like, well, we'll try and get your purse back, I'm like, I don't care about the other stuff. I don't care about the debit card. I can cancel that. But
so
everything else.
Where'd you go to school, dude?
Virginia Tech.
It's Julie.
It's a boy. But did you graduate college?
Yes.
Oh, boom.
Now, when you hear Jerry Wachowski...
And she said got a car stolen into.
No, that's like 50 CDs. Like, I feel your pain,
First of all, Julie, I'm not... That wasn't even the point. That wasn't the point I was making.
No. Okay. Hey, Julie, I think
the
you're
CDs I can replace. I can replace everything in there.
Then why are you so pissed if it's not the CDs?
Because
it's not your car broken.
Because I have to, because now I have to go and get it repaired, and it's like the whole deductible thing, and who knows if I'm going to have to pay something.
All right, Julie,
it's ridiculous.
But check it out. Like I have to
check it out.
Sweetheart.
I have to change. Basically, they have my Social Security, they have my birthday, everything. I've credit fraud. Yeah. Every time I call my bank, they don't ask me any questions that this person doesn't have. So it's okay.
All right, and congratulations for keeping all that crap in one purse.
Yeah, way to go
well,
there.
It was kind of bad.
Scientist.
I just had my resume on, and I was sending it out.
Right,
I'm surprised you didn't have the will to your house in that. I mean, the deed to your house.
Well, I rent, so
All right. Any maybe your mom's or grandmother's wedding rings?
No, just my whole family tree.
Yeah, maybe a winning lottery ticket or two.
No.
All right. I'm sorry that happened. We're going to send you the Wendell Baker story on DVD. A new comedy featuring Luke Wilson, Owen Wilson, Eddie Wilson, and Ava Wilson. Oh, Eddie Griffin and Ava Mendez. Available tomorrow from Think Film, everybody. All right, we're going to get to the bottom of why Jerry Wachowski's so pissed off.
And what could snap him out of it? I mean, maybe there's a chick who will come in like,
He's got, I think it's the house, man.
Servicio.
I think you got to get out, dude.
Yeah, you got to get out
of
mom and dad's
house. You go home every night and you leave the station like this Randy Wang leaves the station every night. And he knows he's going home to his own place. He probably goes.
Yeah. He's going home, and then he goes and drinks all night, and he doesn't. Believe me, that's not the guy.
Drink all night, Jerry.
Well, okay, even though you tell me,
all night.
I'm just saying it's like that's.
Well, you gamble all night,
but he's.
Brian. Okay, well, all right.
He's going home to his own place, dude.
Yeah, I think that might change your outlook, dude. When you're driving,
I don't think you can be at home and be 25 to 30 and be happy.
When you're driving,
that's what I'm saying.
When you're driving home, Conway's got a great point. You're driving home to your own place. You can go home, peel one off. You can go home, call dude to come over and watch some TV with you, watch a movie, you know, watch a DVD.
Plus, your parents would be happier.
Be nude on the couch.
It's not this guy with this sullen puss coming
nude.
In every night at midnight.
Right.
You know?
Sure.
All right. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
I'm running the show! I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world. Still hitting them corners in them lolos, girl. Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. A couple more minutes here.
Is that you, Jerry?
Yeah.
Hey, dude, but listen, seriously. You've got to do something about your depression. I don't know what it's based on. I don't know who's at fault, but I think you got to do something.
Well, you know, you didn't have anything to do with it.
What?
The what?
Oh, nothing.
Oh no, not nothing. What did you say, Jerry?
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, you were looking at Randy. Oh, you said you have nothing to do with it.
Oh, he wasn't talking to Randy, my friend.
You want me to come out with it? I'll say it. Yeah, I'll tell you what I said. I said, well, you know, you might. I mean, it's possible you might have something to do with it.
I depress you.
I mean, if you think about it, listen.
How do I depress you?
Well, you've depressed not only your previous co-host, Doug Steckler. You've also depressed Brian.
Good case for that.
You've depressed your wife. Your kid.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
I don't think Sophia.
I'm a magnet for depression.
I don't think you've depressed Sophia.
I think I attract depression.
Well, I don't think you are the...
I think I'm a depression magnet.
No. I don't think you're the personality type to rescue someone from depression.
I don't know how.
Right. Nobody really does. But you're less understanding, and this is all else. I don't want to pile on you. I mean, this is about Jerry. You're less understanding about mental illness than a lot of people are.
That's true.
Oh, okay. So we agree.
That's true.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
Then there's no argument.
Yeah, well, I think mental illness is the toughest thing to overcome.
It's a real tough thing to overcome.
And I just may not have the patience for it, especially when somebody doesn't recognize it in themselves.
Right. At least I do recognize it, right?
Right. Yeah, you do. And I don't know what you're doing about it, but whatever you're doing is working.
Yeah.
But don't
insult me. Because
I just said whatever you're doing is working.
Because he insulted you. Don't feel the
I
need.
I wasn't trying to insult him. I'm just coming out and saying.
Well, you did insult him, and then
I said whatever you're doing is working.
Why don't you drag me into this?
Jesus Christ.
What
if I said anything you do is not working? Well, that would be an insult.
No, the way you said that was very demeaning, and you're dragging me into this, and you know I'm a depressed person.
I said whatever you're doing for your depression is working like gangbusters.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Maybe you do have something to do with Jerry's depression.
By the way, I will tell you one thing I just remembered that Randy does that really, really, really depresses me and pisses me off, honestly.
What does he do?
One thing that he does, for instance, one time when we were taking photos for our little jock card thing,
right.
He says to me, he looks at me and says, "Man, you're an ugly guy." And it's like, that's coming from the elephant man. The elephant man is calling me ugly.
Why can't you be like...
Why
can't you have a man's response to that?
I do. I said, F you. You look like the elephant man.
A man's response to that is... Like when we had my dad had a friend...
That's not the first time he said it either.
Let me tell you what a typical response to this should be. Then we got to take a break. But a friend of my dad's, Ernie Anderson. You know Ernie Anderson.
Oh, the great
doing
Ernie Anderson.
Doing impersonation,
yeah.
Right?
The
tunnel
MacGyver.
Yeah. Ernie Anderson, he was playing golf with my dad and a couple of other guys. And he was wearing white and red striped pants. Right? This is the guy I was telling you about. And some guy said, "Those are the ugliest pants I've ever seen in my life." And he says, "They cover my nuts, don't they?"
Right? Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. When guys insult you like that, it doesn't matter.
It didn't depress me. It just angers me
But you remembered it.
Yeah, I remember. I have like almost a photo. I almost have a photographic memory. I remember a lot of minute, crazy things.
But who cares if he doesn't think you're attractive? Who gives an F? Why do you give an F?
Because I was trying to come on to him.
Because
I'm into him.
Jesus Christ, that's so dysfunctional here. What is that, Gina? Gina's got something to say. I don't know what's going on.
I just want to make sure that Jerry knows that I find him very attractive.
Okay, yeah, all right. No, that's great. Yeah, I know that's the total lie, but all right.
I think, Jerry, maybe what it is a lack.
You got to get out of that house.
Maybe you need a relationship with a chick. I mean, a steady, like, relationship with a chick.
You need cocaine or something. You need something aggressive.
I have a job!
You
got some?
He needs, like, methamphetamine or something.
No, I wouldn't get into that.
Because you're too depressed. All right, get out of here in your depression. You're killing me.
All right.
It's the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Y'all know me, still same OG, but I've been low-key, hated on by most these legends with no cheese, no deals and no G's, no wheels and no keys, no boats, no small mobiles and no skis. Mad at me cause I can finally afford to provide my family with groceries. Got a crib with a studio when it's all full of tracks, to add to the wall full of plaques, hanging up in the office and back in my house like trophies. Did y'all think I'm gonna let my dough freeze? Ho, please, you better bow down on both knees. Who you think taught you to smoke trees? Who you think brought you to oldies? Easy. Ease, Ice Cubes and DOCs, the Snoop D-O-double-G's, and the group that said, oh, I'm the police, gave you a tape full of dope beats to bump when you...